Trina.
At the beginning, you mentioned cultural views and expectations, how they can be skillful also, and something we can try to live up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say more about that.
Well, I'm just sort of thinking in terms of knowing that you're identified as a Buddhist, and a Buddhist is supposed to take non-harming as a foundation. So you have to exercise restraint killing all the things that you don't like or getting rid of them, and so that's a helpful tool or for actually trying to keep in a circumstance that's either confusing or upsetting. Okay, how do I hold an anchor? Both as a way of helping myself, but then also, okay, I've got this practice. How do I apply it? How do I live it? How do I use it so that it's again this benefit for oneself and benefit for others? Because so often in a group, maybe an example of where there's a group of people together, and people are just, it's so easy to get into conversations of criticizing, fault finding, expressing anger at something, and it's realizing, no, I don't want to engage in that. And and that's the whole essence of the fourth precept. I mean, it's not just uttering false speech, but it's also gossip, backbiting, harsh speech. So those are so that we say, I can use that to try to rather than, because sometimes it is kind of satisfying to sit around and criticize something. there's a perverse kind of attraction to that, but it's really not what the teachings encourage. So, okay, I'll up my game a bit and I'll get involved. I'm not gonna participate. And sometimes that one, you start protecting yourself, but two, it can be something that helps to generate a conversation. Why aren't you? It can help to settle something that is spinning into a lot of negativity. It can help to diffuse that. So there's ways that one can use that internal identification as a means of supporting one's own aspirations.